with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still.
And hello to everybody out there listening. My name is Roger Landry. I am the founder of the Liberty Beacon Project, TLB, and this is TLB Talk Radio. And this show is brought to you every Sunday from 12 noon till 1 p.m. Central Time. Today, we're going to deviate a little bit. As you know, last week and the week before, we had been discussing vaccines. And it's not that we're not going to discuss vaccines today, but as I told you, there will be things that will happen that will steer us off the course, especially if we're doing multi-part shows. There are a few things that need to be discussed today. So the title of the show today is Let Freedom Ring, Inspiration from Up North. And yeah, I think some of you have already grasped the idea. Let's talk about what's happening up north. First off, let me set a couple of statistics for everybody here. Canada is a bigger country than America is, land-wise. It's rather large. It extends way up north, and again, all the way to the west coast of the United States and past, and all the way to the east coast of the United States and past. So, rather large country, but it only has one-tenth of the population. There's about 36 million Canadians. There are approximately 360 million Americans. So it's pretty close to a 10-to-1 ratio. But let's talk about levels of tyranny. Let's talk about levels of tyranny globally never seen in history, as a matter of fact. And also the fact that it's beginning to feel like a long overdue of crumbling of said tyranny. And this is one of the reasons why I wanted to step off of the path of vaccines. Unless we get, excuse me, here goes the throat again. I think it's psychosomatic because it happens every time I get ready to do a show. But believe me, you'll be able to understand what I'm trying to put forward. Next week, as long as we don't have any major disruptions, we will get back into the vaccine issue because I think it's one of the most paramount issues humanity faces today. And I don't think it is. It actually is. But right now, this is something that's actually impacting that. So let's go through that and let's discuss why it's impacting that. If you take a look across the planet, in less than a week, Israel has repealed restrictions and is backing off of its vaccine mandates. Even as cases and deaths of the vaccinated are hitting new highs and implausibility, so in the most vaccinated and boosted country on the planet, which Israel is. The UK has backed off too. Same in Denmark. Same in Ireland, same in Finland, same in Norway, and Switzerland has joined in on the fun as well. Sweden has rolled back its plans for an extended vaccine passport and has decided to get rid of them completely. Saskatchewan is ending all restrictions. Is it all over? Hell no. It's not over, not by a long shot. But if you stop and think, this is a good start. Because for all of us who constantly beat the drum of rising tyranny, to see pushback at key spots along the globe are reasons for me to chuckle a little bit, are reasons for me to have a smile on my face. Am I happy? No. But I'm less angered. I'm a little bit relieved. Also, let's stop and think, where does Canada come into this? it's surely not a coincidence that all of this accelerated at the same week, on the same week, during the same week, as the Truckers Freedom Convoy formed in Vancouver and made the trek across the entire U.S.-Canada border in the snow, ending up in Ottawa and gathering many tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of citizens to protest along the way. Anybody who has seen the videos, we're constantly seeing these truckers going under overpasses and along roads that are lined with how many people you can't even imagine. You just look and you smile, and they're all holding up signs. They didn't just show up. They dressed for it. They made signs for it. They bought flags for it. They made sure everybody understood they were there for a reason. And what was the reason? Hey, three cheers for Freedom Convoy 2022. But now let's talk about their prime minister. Let's talk about Trudeau, who fled the city and went into his mommy's bunker, making what, I don't know, look like hostage videos that denounced the truckers and all the, I don't know, with all the usual epithets. He is reported to have tested positive. Listen to me. He is reported to have tested positive for the newest COVID variant. And that variant is called Coward 19. No, I didn't say it wrong. It's spelled COWARD-19. And if anybody qualifies to be, I don't know, a bearer of this variant, it is, in fact, Trudeau. This is a guy in a democratically run country who doesn't represent himself, who doesn't represent the elite. He represents the people who put him there. That is his job. And when you've got hundreds of thousands, if not across the entire, country of Canada, millions of citizens, and it is a majority at this point, standing up and saying, we've had enough of this, for him to run and hide and do everything he can to besmirch these people, yeah, he suffers from the newest COVID variant, Coward 19. What's even more amazing is if you stop and think about it, other than people like me, who are permitted to do so because of a phenomenal platform like RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, or the Liberty Beacon, which is our platform, and we can put whatever we want on there. But basically, because of this show, RBN, if you stop and consider mainstream media in America and Europe didn't cover this convoy, we're the crap. And this is easily the largest convoy of its kind in history, and certainly the most important protest in modern times in Canada. I want to talk about that just a little bit more, but let me finish this mainstream media, I don't know, rant here. The topic was never on the front pages of the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal, nor any other significant liberal media's hallowed front pages. It just wasn't. Now, I'm not saying they didn't cover it. They didn't put a few minor words literally saying what evil people these truckers were on page 14 or 15 or whatever. But to give it a grandstanding spot, to describe these people for exactly what they were, those who are pressing for their rights, the freedoms promised to them, no. It doesn't exist. But let me ask you a question. How many of these things did we see in the United States, right below the Canadian border? How much of this have we seen in America? I have made the following comment on many shows before, and I'm going to make it here again. I'm not sitting here knocking America. I live in America. I'm 67 years old. I grew up, and I grew in America. I am a firm believer in the fact, because I know the facts, that America is one of the slowest countries on the planet to awaken to tyranny and danger. We just are. During World War II, after the attack on Pearl Harbor, Hirohito told Yamamoto, I want you to attack the west coast of the United States now. And Yamamoto did something you didn't do to an emperor of Japan back at the time, because in most cases they were considered gods. He said, I can't do that, my emperor. And there was a gasp from the entire court. What did he just say? And when the emperor asked him to explain himself, he said, because there will be someone with a rifle behind every blade of grass. And he was right. Americans are very slow to wake up, but when they wake up very loudly and very angrily. So, anybody who thinks that I'm knocking America, the only thing I'm doing is explaining who and how we are. We are a nation that has had it so good for so long that we sit back on our laurels and we figure somebody else is going to take care of it until we reach the point where we realize nobody else is going to take care of it. And then we get up and we do things in a big fashion. And I'm starting to see those rumblings now. And yet the effect up in Canada, most people have to understand how powerful this was. We're talking about public opinion shifting as much as 15% in Canada to create a solid majority against not only restrictions, but also mandates. This didn't exist prior to these truckers doing what they did. There wasn't a majority. Now, there's a solid majority. What have they done? This is absolutely amazing. They have shown the entire world that this is what needs to happen. If you live, and don't anybody out there think that I'm calling America a democracy, I am not, but our form of government is a democratic form of government. It is. We live in a republic whereby the rights of the individual are protected from the majority, but our country is pretty much ruled via a democratic fashion. So across the entire planet, if you state that you are a democratic society, if you are, then why are you putting up with the highest levels of tyranny this planet has ever seen? But let's go back to Canada. The Ottawa police have accused protesters in the Canadian capital of being an unruly mob that is a danger to public safety. However, there have been very few arrests. And the worst thing that they have been accused of is singing We Are the World out of key. Yeah, that was meant to be a joke, but it's got a whole lot of fact behind it. There have been no riots. There have been no injuries. There have been no deaths. Ottawa's police chief testified on Wednesday at the Municipal Police Services Board, we are arresting and charging and investigating bad actors. All charges against truckers to date involve routine traffic violations or a breach of local noise bylaws for blowing their horns. Oh my God, these are some bad people. These are some dangerous people. This is what we call peaceful protest. This is what is so necessary, and the world is taking notice. Not just Canada, not just the United States, not just Europe, not just Australia. Would you like me to go on? Because I could. Also, despite initially refusing to cave in to the pressures from Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and his allies, GoFundMe announced late Friday evening that it had decided not to disperse any more money to the Freedom Convoy, and its supporters gathered in Kurtz, Alberta, and Ottawa. Now, users/donators will now need to either request a refund for their donations or risk the possibility that the company will instead reroute it to an approved charity. In other words, you better ask for your money back, or they will have stolen 9 million out of $10 million from those of you who put your money in. I'm not joking. Out of the over $10 million that was donated to keep these truckers fed, warm, give them gas, whatever they need to make this work, only $1 million, a little over $1 million of that has been dispersed. The rest of it, locked down. So you either ask for your money back, or I'm sure they will find something to do with it. And $10 million windfall for, I don't know, you think they'll like this? Yeah. GoFundMe, I got to explain something to you. As far as I'm concerned, they don't exist anymore. What they have just done is proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that it is not pressure from us they will buckle to. It is pressure from the elites. Again, under pressure from Trudeau, GoFundMe, which had already released $1 million, said they will no longer release any more funds to the truckers. But, and there's always a but, or I wouldn't be in what seems to be at least a semi-good mood. There's another organization called Give, Send, Go. And their website has been under relentless assault since they announced that they would crowdsource the Freedom Convoy contributions. And despite all of the pressure they're under, and believe me, they're under a massive amount of pressure, they have already raised over $1 million in less than 24 hours from the time that article was published. And they have pledged not to deplatform the Freedom Convoy. Now, as I've said before, there's always an alternative plan. There's always a plan B. But what would have happened to these truckers had there not been a plan B? And what's going to happen to the other $9 million? Do you think maybe they're hoping that you people that donated that money have learned a lesson or something? Do you think maybe they're hoping that? They are. They're hoping that you get a little disgusted and you decide you're not going to do this anymore. What they don't understand is these Canadians are thinking just the opposite. And most of us in America who have any wit about us at all are saying, screw you, to GoFundMe. And now we've got a new friend, Give, Send, Go. And please look into them if you don't know who they are. When I put the article out tomorrow, I always embed this show on Monday with an article. I will have links to where I got all of this information from, just like I did last week, as well as this new funding crowdsourcing platform. So please do me a favor. Help the truckers fighting for freedom. Again, America has 10 times Canada's population, but we would follow in their footsteps. America boasts being the land of the free and the brave, but we would follow in the footsteps of our Canadian brothers and sisters. We are slow to awaken, but there is already discussion and already planning for a convoy from San Francisco, I believe, all the way to Washington, D.C. And again, Americans may be slow to awaken, but they don't awaken quietly and they don't awaken in a happy mood. So when we see this start, and I fully expect it in one form or another to start, then everybody listening to this better be tapping all of their friends on their shoulders and saying, we need to support this. There's 36 million Canadians, not 360 million of them, and they lined every damn road, every overpass. They supported these truckers beyond what most of us can believe. If we can let them outperform us with 10 times the population, you better hang your head in shame. You better. But I don't think that's going to happen. But let's talk about what this is all being done about. What's it all being done for? Why have tens of thousands of Canadian truckers decided to put their lives on hold? to put their livelihoods on hold, in some cases their health on hold, to fight for rights, not just for themselves. They weren't just protesting for truckers. They were protesting for everybody's rights and freedoms in the entire country of Canada. And they did it in such a massive fashion, the entire world has taken notice. Do you know anybody who hasn't heard about the trucker, what's going on in Canada, the trucker convoy? Do you know anybody who hasn't heard about it? I don't. But then I live in a slightly different world than most people do. I wake up every morning at 5 o'clock and I start doing research. I go to bed about 10:30, 11 o'clock every night, and I finish doing research. And half of my dreams, I'm doing research. But still, when this has impacted what you're seeing, and I started this whole show with what you're seeing in countries across the planet, what you're seeing in countries like the UK, Denmark, Ireland, Finland, Norway, Switzerland, Australia, Israel, and in some places, the United States. A lot of this started, it got initiated when the word got out that this convoy had already started to roll. It didn't take a day for them to get to where they were going. But every day they got closer, more people around the planet went, huh? What? For real? Are you kidding me? And this is the end result. We are seeing a nation of 36 million people. There's more than that in New York. There's a hell of a lot more than that in California. But yet they have influenced the entire planet. And in a fashion that's never been seen before. Ever. Anybody who didn't gain some respect for our Canadian brothers and sisters is a moron. Or doesn't believe that they deserve the rights that our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, tells us we deserve. And if that's the case, I'm sorry, but you ain't no friend of mine. But this is all about mandates. This is all about truckers losing their ability to do their job, their family losing their ability to interact in their communities, their wives, their kids losing their ability to work. They didn't have to be truckers. They knew that what was happening to them wasn't just happening to them. It was happening to those all around them. It was affecting everybody in that country. These are mandates that were illegal and unconstitutional. Well, they're the same here. The tin pot dictators telling you what you can and can't do are doing this outside of any law we passed. Any law that we passed. Okay, stop and think about that. Okay, I know if we've got calls coming in, listen, we do calls after the break at the bottom of the hour, and we do them for about 15 minutes. And I would love to take some calls on this. Believe me, I would. Okay, I've got a couple more things I want to go over. As far as the mandates go, how can you mandate a vaccination? And this is what we talked about last week. Where the vaccine doesn't work. It's not a vaccine. A vaccine is supposed to keep you from getting a specific disease by having what's called, I don't know, an immune system that's already set up to fight that virus as soon as it detects it. So the body can't store it. And if the body can't store it, you can't give it to anybody else. Yet we've got a mandate where you are being forced in most cases, if you want to continue your livelihood, to get a vaccination that doesn't keep you from getting it, that doesn't keep your body from storing it, and that doesn't keep you from giving it to someone else. Why are you being mandated for something that doesn't do what it's supposed to do? How? Look, if the vaccine absolutely worked and this was a deadly pandemic, I'd be just as much for it as anybody else. But if you're telling me it can't keep me from getting it, it can't keep my body from storing it, it can't keep me from giving it to anybody, but it is one of the most deadly pharmaceutical products ever used in the history of mankind. So you better take it. Stop and think about what I just said. These mandates are not only illegal, they're insane. How can you force people to play Russian roulette? Because that's exactly what's happening. We know they're deadly. We know they have the highest kill ratio of any vaccine ever used on humanity. We know this to be a fact. So what they're saying is, it's not effective at all. It doesn't do anything we promised you it would, but you better take it. And if it kills you, oh well, you're playing Russian roulette. End of story, and there's no need to do it. Not only that, but how many of our children are being harmed and being killed? You better do some research, because a lot of our kids are either damaged for life or dead because of a vaccine that doesn't work at all. But you damn right well better take it. How can you mandate a product that is far deadlier or more harmful than the disease it's intended to mitigate? Today, the safest people around you are the ones who haven't been vaccinated. I'm not joking. I don't lie. This is what we're looking at. We're looking at a product that has the highest damage ratio by a factor of thousands beyond any pharmaceutical product ever used in widespread use on humanity. But yet you are being mandated to take it. Except there's a bunch of people up in Canada that drive big trucks, and they decided they ain't having no more of this. They decided they don't want their kids to die. They decided they don't want their wife to die. They decided they don't want their mother to die. They decided they don't want their grandparents stuck away in an old folks home so that they can die, and the old folks home will receive a $100,000 bonus from the government, just like most hospitals. Yeah, we talked about that last week, too. Everything about this screams tyranny. Everything about this screams tyranny, just like I'm screaming right now. Is it fake? No. Am I that angry? You bet your sweet butt I am. But I'm seeing hope. And where's it coming from? Of all places on this planet, it's coming from Canada. God, I love Canadians right now. I really do. And I never had much thought for them before. I didn't dislike them. I didn't hate them. I didn't think they were stupid. I didn't think anything of them. I just didn't think of them. And most of us don't. Well, now the whole world is thinking about the Canadians. As should be. We are looking at something that has gone global. We are looking at nations that are starting to back away from the tyranny, either forcibly or because leaders are starting to realize Nuremberg may not be over. There may be some trials coming in the future. How many people didn't have to die? How much of this can be proven? Why are you forcing people to take a vaccination doesn't even qualify to be a vaccination, that doesn't accomplish anything that a vaccine is supposed to? But you better take one, two, a booster 3 months from now, and every time you get one of those shots, it slaughters your immune system a little bit more until you reach the point where the common cold will kill you. No, I'm not joking. We'll be talking about more about that next week. We'll be taking calls right after the break.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing songs and voices never shared. And no one dared disturb the sound of silence.
Okay, I gotta tell you something. That's something nobody's ever gonna accuse me of, is being too afraid to disturb the sound of silence. And again, none of this is choreographed. You know when I'm angry, and I tell you what I'm angry about. You know when I'm happy, and I tell you what I'm laughing about. But I'd like to take some calls. If we got some calls coming in. I understand we've got Patrick from Texas.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, didn't hear any click or anything. Yeah, there's Dr. Peter Hammond. He's led a 10,000 march in South Africa against abortion. He used kind of a teaching tool, Alexander Solzhenitsyn's Gulag Archipelago, and his solution, Alexander's solution was, do not repeat a lie, because our enemies, they operate with lies. They invert the truth all the time. The Patriots, Patriot Act. Well, that's not for patriots. That's against the patriots. Or you're a domestic terrorist. No, there's no such thing as a domestic terrorist. So we don't repeat the lie is one thing. And, it was by these war by deception. It's like 300 Jewish people out of New Jersey, Trotsky and Bernard Bernuke's gold funded the Bolsheviks, and who took over Russia. And whenever the white Russians were winning, they were repelling these the Bolsheviks. The Trotsky doubled down and started torturing people's families to get volunteers. And so he ended up winning that way. So these people, they lie, they resort to torture. And with that, I'll go ahead and let you go. Thank you.
I really, really enjoyed what you just said. And what you need to stop and consider, what everybody needs to stop and consider, is the fact that he says these people lie. He brought up the Patriot Act. Let me explain something to you, just like the Patriot Act or the NDAA. Okay? What we are looking at in the Patriot Act is it has nothing to do with patriots. As a matter of fact, more tyranny was handed to us via the Patriot Act or the NDAA than just about anything in modern history. But if you're going to sell tyranny to a public that isn't very awake or doesn't spend a whole lot of time researching their own past and their own history and their own freedoms, their own constitution, their own Bill of Rights, then if you give it a pretty name, far too many will follow. So that was a brilliant discussion, and I really do appreciate your input. All right, we've got Dave from New York. Hello, Dave.
Yeah, hello, Roger. Good afternoon.
Yes.
We had a nice talk yesterday. It was rather indirect. I was hoping you were going to be on longer, but it didn't happen. So there's two things that
I heard your comments. I heard your comments with John.
Yeah, I know you because you responded.
Yeah, and I heard and most of what your did response. I say? Wait a minute. Tell my audience what I said. Did I say I was wrong?
Yeah, and I'm not saying that you necessarily are, but the point is, yeah, that's good, Roger. The thing is, a year and a half to 2 years. Convincing a quorum of hosts and people on the network that the virus exists is intolerably slow, and it creates a great problem for us in moving forward. Two things that we need. One, we need a place to put real facts, verified studies, whatever, information in organized fashion so people can go and look and make their own opinion based on information that's easy to access. Secondly, we need a place where we can have some legal, lawful documents that you can give to places that are violating laws that are on the books. We have laws on the books. We don't need a revolution. We need information. We need to inform people and shine the light. And then from there, then when they violate further, who knows what's going to happen when the trials come out or whatever. At least we can do something in an organized fashion where people have the materials they need because they're not all well studied in law, like including me. I know some, but enough probably to get me in trouble. And that's
Dave,
not what we want.
Hold on one second.
Thank you.
Did you hear just before you started to talk, I explained to the audience that Americans are probably the least involved in their history, the least involved knowledge-wise in their Constitution, the least involved knowledge-wise in their Bill of Rights, the least involved in what laws do and don't pertain to those freedoms or those liberties. You're absolutely right. And having a place where people can go to find the documents explaining those rights and freedoms, as well as the legal documents backing up what laws apply to us, how and why they do, and referencing them to the Constitution or the Bill of Rights is something that we definitely need. And it's also something that the Liberty Beacon Project is already looking into. So off air one of these days, I would like to have a conversation with you because I think your ideas may help us along a little bit.
Okay, I will send you a message through Liberty Beacon with my phone number.
Okay, thelibertybeacon.com, and let's have a discussion, because between what you said yesterday and what you've said today, I've already determined whether you wish to admit it or not. You're rather intelligent, Dave, and I like that.
Yeah, I hope so. But we all do, and we all need to use what we have.
Yep.
Thanks, okay. Roger.
Thank you. Have a great
day. Nice talking to you again. Bye.
Okay. And now I've got Kathleen back in Texas again.
Hey, Roger.
Hello.
I really like your show, and the reason I'm calling with this GoFundMe now, as we know, the BitChute took over for, you know, YouTube, and then Gab and Rumble and all of those others. So I had an idea for a substitute for GoFundMe to boycott them. It could be called Gimme Gimme, or it could be called Do Re Mi, D-O-U-G-H.
Actually, they already have one that has stepped up, and they've already collected over $1 million
in a 24-hour period. Oh, did you say that earlier?
Yes, I did.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed that.
And, would you... Don't apologize, because what you're doing here is you're putting out great information. You're exactly right. You are. And that all of this information will be in the article I publish tomorrow, as well as a link to their website. So stop and consider that you came up with this on your very own. I had already discussed this. Doesn't that tell you that you're pretty much on the right path, my friend?
But now tell me, what's the new one called?
Okay, and you know what? I had read that, and now I'm looking for it.
Oh,
and
no,
I've got
that's
so
okay.
many notes here. But like I said, tomorrow I will publish an article, I always do after my show, and it contains every single link, okay? Every single link to everything I discuss will be in there. And again, the biggest issue you've got right now is that they're telling people that GoFundMe, you either ask for a refund or we'll find some other way to spend your money. Are you kidding me?
Well, okay. Thank you so much, Roger. You're great, and I'll keep listening. Thanks a lot.
All right, and I appreciate your call. And that's two calls from Texas. And everybody who doesn't think that Texas is the great state of Texas, I used to live in Texas. I don't live there now. I'm not too far from it. But Texas is awesome. So, also, I believe we also have James in Vancouver. All right, we've got one of our Canadian brothers on the phone here. James, what's up?
If you want to isolate a virus, there's a methodology for it.
But not
people talking on the radio. That's not going to establish anything. I don't care whether they're Robert Malone or whatever. You got to use the right analytical equipment, and you got to set up test groups and so on and so forth, and do blood analysis and stuff like that. But like saying, does the convoy to Ottawa exist? You know, those truckers aren't wearing masks. Nobody's getting sick.
Nope.
You know,
this like, isn't the first time we've talked, you and I, and I love your input. I do.
Well, you know, if you want to establish the existence of a virus in the body, you have to go to the arterial blood. Right, you got to go there, and then you need analytical equipment, and then you need a test group. You got to have enough people to make a confidence level in statistics. There's got to be enough people in that sample space. You have a sample space of people who are unaffected, and then you have a sample space of people who seem to be affected, and then you look for the anomalies, what shouldn't be there. Then you measure the molecular weight of that, and then you want to get a picture of it, see?
Yep.
But nobody's done that, see, really. If this were a normal world, people would be doing this kind of work, and they would be replicating results if they were,
James,
if they could be, so.
Hold on right. 1 second. You're not only right, and you always put out sterling points. Look, we know that at least 11, and I believe it's 12 now, countries have been asked to produce images of or proof of the isolation of SARS-CoV-2. Do I believe that a virus does exist? I do. Do I believe that it was modified via gain of function? And that may be part of the reason why they don't want to release too much information, because that will point directly to that. Yes, I do. But do I believe that via the mechanisms you've described, this is something that ought to be done? Yes, I do. And thanks for bringing it up again, James.
Well, thanks for taking my call.
No problem. All right. And let me see. We've got Mike in Kentucky, and this is going to have to be our last call. So, Mike, what can I do for you, sir?
Well, I was just thinking, you know, with that previous caller talking about how, you know, different methods to where we're not preaching to the choir. Maybe on TLB Talk, somebody could set up a group where we can post links to things that aren't disputed, you know, that aren't going to get, quote, fact-checked, you know, or whatever. And we, that way we can do stuff to reach out to those people that are Twitter zombies or Facebook zombies. And
Mike, stop right there. Stop right there, because you are spot on. Did you hear me tell him we were already in the process of doing that? What we
I've got like a 3-minute delay, so I didn't hear the last caller.
Okay, what we are looking for is an individual who can administrate or admin such a group. And if you are willing, or you know someone who is willing, let's have a discussion. You can send me a message via TLB Talk, or you can send me a message on Lion's Pride. I don't actually have my own persona on there simply because I don't want to be a distraction. But you can send a message, or you can send a message to the Liberty Beacon Project. If either you or someone you know would like to administer a group like that, let's get it set up, because this is exactly what's needed. You just hit the nail right on the head, and TLB Talk is exactly the place to put it, because it's not going to be censored.
Yeah, and we can just basically share back the known links that aren't going to cause somebody to get taken down, put in Facebook jail, or what, that sort of stuff. And I see this all the time. They set up fly traps where the original post is not fact-checked, or it's not, you know, whatever, you know, no warning on there. And then when you share it, boom, your group gets threatened for takedown. So regular listeners know what I'm going through here, you know, right now. And this week I'm going to be a little tied up to try to help with that. But I just thought I'd throw a free idea out there, and I didn't know you'd already mentioned it.
Okay, no, but you added to it.
I'm searching for Lion's Pride right now. How is it spelled? It's just like it sounds, with an apostrophe?
L-I-O-N, little dash up there, S, Lion's Pride, P-R-I-D-E. And all it is a bunch of pictures that can be shared to promote TLB Talk. That's what it is. Now,
you can be messaged through that profile.
Yeah, yes. You can send a message, okay? Now, the thing here is we do need to get this information out. We do need a place to put this information. It may be easier, it may be better for you if you just sent it via the Liberty Beacon, which is our main website. I will probably get it quicker. Okay, it's
The Liberty Beacon. Was that another guy years ago? Because I used to have a link to his page on my webpage years ago.
Nope. It's been me. I started that thing 12 years ago. No, almost about 10 and a half years ago.
Yeah, yep. I had a link up on my links page to your, and I used to visit it all the time.
I would tell you there are about 9,000 people on my personal Facebook wall, and nobody ever sees anything. That we have between all of our groups and pages on Facebook, we probably have 150,000 to 200,000 followers. And
well, I've screenshotted all that. If we could ever find a lawyer, I've got like, I don't know, 70 megabytes of screenshots of their crap they pulled. I've got screenshots of likes disappearing. I've got screenshots of multiple profiles that have no add friend box, no send
message
box.
Try having 10,000 people on your wall and nobody sees anything. Try it.
Well,
I've been doing that for years.
They wanted you to pay to promote, from what I saw, you would only reach anywhere from 5 to maybe 9 to 16% of your subscribers unless you paid. And then when you paid to promote something, then you might reach 70 to 90%. But I don't trust their accounting. Where's the oversight?
No. And I don't either. But, right, my friend, I've got to go. I need to wrap this up. But I so much appreciate your call. Get a hold of me. Let's talk about getting that group set up. And let's see what, if anything, you can do to help out, because I think you would be of some help to us. I really do. All right. No more callers. This is, we always stop the calls about 10 minutes prior to, and it's about 9 minutes prior to. So what I'd like to do is wrap this up. What I'd like to do is tell everybody, once again, America is not falling down on the job. This is who we are, okay? We are probably the most comfortable society on the planet, and we made ourselves that way. We're slow to respond. We're slow to react. As a matter of fact, we take examples from others, and we claim, and we often do it bigger, better, badder, faster. Okay, it's that time. But where did it come from? It came from those people right across the border to the north. I used to live in Montana. I used to live 30 miles from the Canadian border. I could almost throw a rock far enough to get it over the line. So I'm going to explain something to you. Canada needs to be given the credit it deserves. The Canadian truckers, the Canadian people. No, not Trudeau, because Trudeau's an elitist. He's doing what he's told when he's told. When he found out these truckers were coming, he ran. He literally ran and hid. He ran and hid, stating that he had tested positive for the new COVID. Yes, he did. They did say he had tested positive for COVID. But I'm telling you, it's the new variant called COVID-19. And anybody who thinks it's anything other than that, you need to stop and think of what this guy pulled. When a huge chunk, enough to swing the thought process of your entire nation by 15 to 20% from those who don't believe to those who do believe. They now have a solid majority against mandates and against the restrictions being put on them as individuals, as being unconstitutional and unlawful. Okay, let's move down to America. We are seeing it. We are realizing what they're doing. And we will do things. There's already things. There was a small one that happened in Utah a couple of days ago. They're going to pop up all over the country. And there's going to be one that's supposedly going from San Francisco all the way across to New York. End of story. This is going to happen. It's already being talked about and being instituted in the UK, in parts of Europe. They're already talking about it in Australia. They're already talking about New Zealand, which is the most tyrannical country on the planet, other than Israel, when it came to COVID lockdowns and tyranny, is already backing off like you wouldn't believe. This is what Canada has done. Give them credit. Let's all give three big cheers for the Canadians who have big cojones. End of story. Do they deserve it? Absolutely. They have set a precedent globally. They deserve all of our pride. We should all be looking to Canada and going, thank you. And why did they do it? They did it against mandates. Mandates for what? Mandates for wearing a mask, which we already know depletes your health. It doesn't enhance it. It doesn't save you from anything. And if you're wearing a cloth mask, you're an idiot. Because the pores on a cloth mask don't stop any virus. The pores on a cloth mask are like taking a virus. This is what the comparison is. It's like dropping a BB through a hula hoop. You show me a hula hoop that's going to keep a BB from dropping through it, and I'll kiss your butt on Broadway at high noon and let you sell tickets. But yet you better wear that mask. It's not doing anything but making our children sick. And as far as the vaccine mandates, okay, I've explained this to you guys several times. Next week, we go back to the vaccine issue because there's at least three or four more parts. on that topic that need to be discussed. But the three things everybody here has heard, and I'm going to repeat them again. The three things you've all heard is a vaccine supposed to keep your body, it's supposed to protect your body from a virus. Does this vaccine do that? No! If it protects your body from a virus, then it keeps your body from storing that virus because it doesn't allow it in to start with. Does this thing keep your body from storing the virus? No! So it doesn't protect your body from getting it. It doesn't protect your body from storing it. And if your body can store it, then it can transmit it. So anything at all that is a requirement for a vaccine doesn't exist. And this has been admitted by the CDC. This has been admitted by the makers of these vaccines. So you are looking at something that has a very high death rate, a very high mortality rate, a very high incidence of damage permanently to the body, a very high rate of short-term damage, more so than any pharmaceutical product in history. But you are mandated to take it, or your business will be destroyed, your life will be destroyed, whatever. Okay? Now, stop and consider this. I told you this all before, but I'll say it one more time. You take your child in because you were told, in order for your child to go to school, they have to have a vaccine. They have to have a COVID vaccine. So you take your child into the doctor. You set your child down. Children have a 99.98% chance of recovering from COVID. That's almost dead perfect. Children don't die from COVID, but yet you're going to be forced to give them a vaccine. This is what happens. You walk in, you sit down, you look at your doctor, you've got your child sitting on your lap, and you say he or she needs a vaccine in order to go to school. So your doctor walks over to his desk, he opens up the drawer, he pulls out a six-shot revolver, he spins the chamber, he walks over, he hands it to you, and he says, point this at your child's head and pull the trigger. That's exactly what you're doing. Because the chances of your child dying from COVID are so almost non-existent, it's insane. But the chances of your child either being permanently damaged or dying from that vaccine are a hell of a lot higher. You tell me where the sanity comes in. If you can show me where I am wrong. Have a great day, people. Thank you.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.